Good morning. A storm system developing over the Ohio Valley between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh is drawing in milder air from the ocean. Temperatures, as a result, in interior New York and New England overnight stayed in the 50s and even some 60s. There's actually even a mugginess to the air this morning. And it's also pretty much dry, with the exception of a few showers in the Champlain Valley close to the Canadian border and westbound in the Mohawk Valley toward Little Falls, Utica, and beyond toward Syracuse. As the storm system slowly moves toward the eastern Great Lakes today, even milder air will flow into interior New York and New England, with most locations getting into the lower and middle 70s. Exceptions will be closer to the front in central New York and northbound toward the Canadian border, where it will stay in the 60s. Either way, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible in this environment today as the front gets closer, and this will last into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, the front will slide by and the wind will flip around from the south to the west, and temperatures will drop off sharply. In central New York and northern New York, readings will be back down into the 40s by sunrise, with most everyone else sliding back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. A good shot of rain is likely along with this front. During the day tomorrow, with the storm system intensifying east of New England, it'll draw in moisture from the tropical Atlantic and enhance rainfall over interior New York and New England. At the same time, a gusty northwest wind flow will develop, at times over 30 miles per hour. This will keep the cooler air flowing in, and temperatures during the day Saturday will either hold in the upper 40s and lower 50s or even slide back through the 40s. Across the higher terrain, some wet snow will mix in during the day as temperatures slide back into the 30s in the ski areas. As we get into the night Saturday night, precipitation will tend to wind down as rain and wet snow in the mountains, and this will leave us with a drier but blustery and cool day on Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-50s. Windy and cool on Monday in the lower 50s and remaining on the cooler side of average, with partly sunny skies Tuesday and Wednesday with highs around 50 degrees both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an elongated area of low pressure over West Virginia and western Pennsylvania will continue to direct widespread soaking rain across western and central New York and Pennsylvania today. The heaviest rainfall will occur from the southern tier of New York across the Genesee River Valley and Finger Lakes into the eastern part of the Lake Ontario region. Many of these locations have already picked up rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches, with forecasts for another 1 to 2 inches possible today. Flash flood watches and warnings have been issued. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring that broad area of low pressure centered a little more than 200 miles east-northeast of the Bahamas, and it's moving slowly northward. Although the thunderstorm activity continues to be limited, there's still an opportunity for this system to become a subtropical or tropical cyclone later today before it merges with an approaching cold front well offshore of the United States East Coast by tonight. Moisture from this system is still causing locally heavy rains along with life-threatening flash floods and mudslides over portions of Hispaniola. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with rain showers and fog, 45 degrees with a south-southwest wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with fog and 6 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 61. 87% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with scattered showers, mid-70s, Boston, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible, near 70, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and fog, and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature 52, that's 4 degrees above normal. 51 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, now 64 hundredths for the month, which is still 1.78 inches below normal, and 26.27 inches for the year, which is now 5.60 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low 38. The record high 81 set in 1979, and the record low 17 in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:03 p.m. 10 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, showers likely today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with more rain and fog tonight, lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and muggy with a few scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the mid-70s. Rain likely tonight and possibly a thunderstorm, also some fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the mid-60s. More rain tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, muggy, with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 70s. Rain likely tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, also some fog, with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. Rain likely tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, windy, turning much colder with rain showers and even some wet snow in the mountains. Temperatures either holding near 50 or falling into the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, blustery and cool Sunday, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cool Monday, lower 50s. Partly sunny Tuesday, mostly sunny Wednesday near 50. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers on Thursday, with highs in the lower 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.